Everybody, this is Dr. Turi. Welcome to Starlight Show. Well, what are we going to be talking about tonight? What about the solar happening that we are going through today? You know, it's an important time, you know, not only for us on the personal level, but also for the world. You know, eclipses have always be significant in the affairs of the world at large and also on a personal level. Okay, the solar eclipse of March 29 will be the topic for the next 30 minutes. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go through each sign of the zodiac, and I'm going to explain how this eclipse will affect every one of us. So, of course, as you know, the belt of the zodiac is distributed with 12 specific signs, the 12 signs of the zodiac. By the way, those 12 energies are representation of the 12 hours of the day, the 12 months of the year, the 12 apostles, the 12 sins, the 12 Jewry, the 12 tribe of Israel, the 12 notes of music. So there is much more behind the 12th sign of the zodiac than what you can conceive. So, the solar eclipse taking place today will be affecting every one of us on a personal level and also on a global level. Now, for those of you who are familiar with my work, you can go to my website, my homepage, and you can see the quatrain that I wrote and, of course, the explanation of this quatrain of what will transpire, which I will explain a little bit more as I go along. So if you don't have a computer, obviously you will not be able to hear me. And if you have it, you can read it for yourself. But let me kind of cover it a little bit. Because Aries is ruled by Mars, because Mars is called in Greek mythology the lord of war, and because Mars rules fire, war, the aggressivity that we all have in ourselves, especially in the man's world. You have to realize also that Mars regulates the animal kingdom and their weaponry. They don't have machine gun or grenade or tanks. They have fangs and claws. And you know how they treat themselves, by killing and eating each other. That's the worst aspect of Mars. So the red planet also represents blood. So this month, the worst that can happen, of course, is a concentration of the red planet in its affairs upon us. What I wrote on my website, I'm going to read it now. More realization of what doctrines, greed, power, religion, and war can do to the world. A lot of people are going to realize that there is large corporation, institutions that are not there to help you, such as, for example, insurance. Let me give you an example. You know, insurance company, I'm not going to insure you unless you never had a cold, and especially if your cat or your dog never had a cold. If you have a history of having cold, well, the insurance company will not insure you. That's what I'm trying to say when I mention greed and power. And it goes the same with any form of religion, you know, tapping on the human instinct to induce fear so that you sign up for their specific religion. So that's what I meant by power greed. Now, the Martian moon, I call it the Martian moon because the moon will be in Aries and Aries is ruled by Mars, will induce more wars and sorrow upon many nations for months to come, of course. More deadly confrontation, more greed for power will plague the Middle East and its enemies, which means the United States and England and all the countries that are allied with the United States. This solar eclipse will have a devastating impact on Earth. Yep, not exactly positive, but hey, you know, the stars don't care about you or me. A sensational dance of evil will be unleashed upon the world and plague humankind. Notorious foreign people and those in power will die or forced to accept the fact of their deadly deeds and their own limitation. People that abuse and their position of power, such as Saddam Hussein or in Iran, this leader who literally couldn't care less about what the rest of the world think about him developing a nuclear weaponry. Wait a minute here. Nature will join also at in death drama upon Earth on the negative dragon dates of April. And for those who, again, have checked my website, those dates for April are April the 6th, the 14th, and the 21st. Okay? Now, I know this is not exactly what you want to hear, but this is what it is. And the future is my witness. In the months to come, I give you those three dates. Just be aware of it. Now, Aries. We're going to start with the sign of Aries because we always start the housing system with the Aries. This solar eclipse is right on you. So for all of those born in April, I don't care if they are Caspi, if they are born in April, that solar eclipse is going to affect themselves. What does it mean when you have the solar eclipse on yourself? Well, maybe an option will be given to you to find yourself, to finally launch yourself, to uncover a part of yourself that could lead you into the world of Aries. Remember, Aries is the sign of leadership. Now, of course, that is the positive aspect of this solar eclipse into the sign of Aries. On the negative aspect, it could mean that this Aries will become too strong, too impatient, and will drive too fast and end up breaking his head or having stitches on his head. You know, you have to understand the positive and the negative aspect of the planet of Mars. You know, Mars rules also steel, such as knives. And with a knife, you can kill somebody. If it's negative, then take a dollar from that person. Or you could just use a scalpel and remove a cancer tumor. Mars rules very fine blades. It rules anything that is steel. Mars is the planet that translates, you know, a dense physical world with the army and the navy, okay? The world of man. So with that solar eclipse in the sign of Aries, all of those born in April have an option to uncover themselves, to launch something, to find themselves, to become a leader of some sort. And those Aries who do not get the message are going to get burned. They're going to break their heads, put it this way. All right, let's go into the sign of Taurus now. Taurus rules money. Taurus rules the neck. Aries rules the head. Taurus rules the neck and the thyroid glands. Taurus rules also solidity and security. Back to Aries. Aries rules Germany, of course, and he makes the German language very, very rough. So if I said to you, I like you and you're a nice person in French, knowing that French is ruled by Leo, which is the sign of love, he would sound like Monsieur et Madame, je vous aime bien. Because Leo, being the sign of love, makes the French language romantic and beautiful. That's why we say French are romantic. Everybody loves our language. But if I said the same thing in German, ich habe dich gern und unter alles, ja? See? I spoke the same words, but it's the accent and the energy of Mars, the Lord of War, that controls Germany, that now is expressing itself. Taurus is the sign of wealth and controls Switzerland. That's why all the banks are in Switzerland. And, of course, I'm sure you heard of Merrill Lynch Corporation. Subconsciously, this financial banking corporation picked the bull to represent solidity and security. So Taurus will have the impact of the solar eclipse on their subconscious, okay? Because it touches Taurus in the 12 houses. And what does it mean? Well, the subconscious regulates very, very powerful forces. So for those born in May, if they are willing to investigate the power of their subconscious, chances are they're going to be able to generate a better health by using and handling the superconscious in time and space, and using its creative forces, not only to get a better health, but also to make more money. So the solar eclipse takes place in their subconscious. But remember, the subconscious also dwells with the past and with the guilt. It's a very sophisticated and one of the most unknown area of the human experience. So your best shot, Mr. Taurus, maybe is to put your hand on my DVDs on the subconscious, or my CDs on the subconscious, and raise your awareness of this very, very sophisticated area in your chart. All right, so that is Taurus. Now, Gemini, for those born in June, the lunation will take place on the 11th house. And the 11th house dwell with wishes and friends. That's why, of course, Gemini tend to attract Aries as friends. Okay? Now, Gemini is ruled by Mercury, an intellectual sign that rules communication, transportation, the post office. Gemini translates into the post office in this world, or transportation, your taxi driver, your radio host. Gemini, ruled by Mercury, the messengers of the gods, depict the communication gift. Now, in the 11th house, those born in June have an incredible option, an opportunity to either find a group that is progressive and find the friends that will bring wishes. Remember, if you don't have friends, you're never going to have wishes, because your wishes are granted by your friends. So each time you lose a friend, well, guess what? You're losing wishes. So it's important to nurture your friends, to take care of them. Make some demand on them sometime, you know, like, hey, I need a couple $1,000. If your friends say, okay, see you next week, well, then you have tested your friend. He's not exactly your friend. So you can make demand on your friend to test their true friendship. I do have friends. My gosh, they'll do anything for me, and I do everything for them. It works that way. So this is an option for those born in June to maybe reevaluate the groups they are belonging. Now, if the groups they are in is regimented by a guru, or if the groups they are in is religious and promises the apocalyptic time, well, maybe it's time for you, Mr. Gemini, to reevaluate your groups and your friends so that you find the friends and the groups that can support your wishes. Okay, my groups is very highly, highly spiritual. My groups of star student is very, very advanced and very sensitive. So maybe you should join us and mingle with the people that vibrates on a much higher level, and enjoy this crowd and get some of your wishes coming true. So that's where this solar eclipse will affect you, in your wishes and your friends. So it's certainly not a time for you not to do anything. And remember, as I always say, the worst thing that can happen to you is doing nothing or expecting a new life, finding love, having a better job, and doing nothing about it. You have to take chances. Life is a constant process of changes. And if you don't make drastic move, or if you don't take drastic decision, then the decision of the present are going to make you. In other words, you're going to stay where you're at. And when you have that solar eclipse in your wishes and your friends, it is not the time to sit there. All right, now we're going to go to the Cancers, okay, those born in July. And guess what? This incredible solar eclipse is right in your 10th house of career. So it is time for you, those born in July, those moon child, to find a new way to upgrade or update your career as this let's call it a lunation, a specific lunation, because it is a solar eclipse. to help you to in your 10th house of public standing and respect and facing the world because of your accomplishment. It is time for you to do something that can improve yourself and your career, put it this way. Now, of course, you have to remember those born in July are completely and entirely the jurisdictions of the moon. And all water signs, Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio, are totally under the jurisdiction of the moon. And then you're going to say, oh, but I'm a Taurus, so I'm a Capricorn, I have nothing to do with that. No, 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 no way, Jose. If any and every single sign of the zodiac is under the jurisdiction of the moon, okay? Because you could be any sign of the zodiac, there will be an area in your chart. As a matter of fact, there will be three areas of your chart which will be under the jurisdiction of the moon. Of course, to be aware where it is at, you have to raise your cosmic consciousness and understand your housing system. Plus, also your moon position depicts where the moon will affect you directly. So make it easy for yourself, get moon power, let me educate you, and let me help you to synchronize with the will of our closest satellite. So doing what she supports is just a complement to your success, or your failure if you don't. And remember, I'm sure you heard of a farmer's almanac, okay? Farmer's almanac, don't think the farmers plant when they feel like. They watch the moon. And for your information, of course, we are now finally into the waxing moon, into the new moon. So just to elaborate a little bit on that one, just remember, like last two or three days, how a little bit low you were, how depressed you were, maybe how the business or the job did not bring the money or the response, or why you didn't feel doing nothing, or why you may feel a bit down, depressed, or crabby, or moody, or lunatic. Now you understand that the moon affects your psyche. Now, of course, for those of you who, and like every one of us, fall under the jurisdiction of the moon, once a month you're going to feel that way. And if you don't know better, well, you're going to go again and see a psychologist or a psychiatrist, which is very educated. Sad enough, it is not an astro-psychologist. He doesn't know nothing about the moon interacting with your psyche, and he will try to counteract the impact of the moon by prescribing Prozac or Ritalin and killing you in the next 10, 15 years from now, or turn you into a psychopath or killer, whatever. Sad enough, kids that are under those prescriptions lose it completely. They commit suicide or they kill others. So just be aware of that moon. And my book, Moon Power, will teach you all that. Now, you can, if you want to, if you don't know me and you don't want to spend $25 just now, that I understand that. So email me and request a free copy of the 2005 Moon Power. Well, don't think it's a waste of time, because if you never had the 2005, you could see and check what happened to you last couple of years. And then you could see how the books work. And then from there, you order the 2006 before it sells out. So all the Cancerian out there, use that solar eclipse in your 10th house of career. Do something, find a new you, elaborate, educate yourself, take chances, because the universe wants you to do something with your career. Okay, and in the process, that may also mean relocating, of course. All right, so now we're going to go into the Lions. We're going to go into the Leos area. Now, all the Leos are going to have this celestial manifestation affecting their ninth house. What is the ninth house? Well, the ninth house is ruled by Sagittarius or Jupiter. The ninth house rules your teaching, publishing, anything that works with higher education, college, university, and your connection with foreigners, or in my case, with me. So the universe is allowing you, or the Lion, to take some serious study, or maybe to take a chance in foreign land or with foreigners in learning different things as far as philosophy or even religion is concerned. So the entire ninth house, which rules and regulates your higher learning process, will want you to travel, to take on some study, and in the process, those study will improve your wisdom, and in the process, your option to establish your kingdom. That is where the lions are going to be touched. All right, so make sure that if you decide to travel or come and see me in Hawaii and learn from me, because that's what the ninth house is all about, make sure to get your plane tickets after the new moon. So this way your plane arrives safely, and when you get in Hawaii, you don't get stung by a pest or get food poisoning, okay? Remember, sad enough, Natalie Holloway didn't know about the moon, and she went in Aruba after the full moon. And, of course, the moon was in Pisces, which was drugs and alcohol. And for those of you who read my last newsletter, I saw it coming. It's all in there well before the FBI and the CIA finally realized that there were drugs involved in that situation. This is things that I said a year ago. Anyway, now, that is for the Lion. Again, remember, Leo, whose love, romance, France and Italy affects me. And make our language very beautiful. Move on to Virgos. Virgos, all those born in September, are going to get the solar eclipse right on the 8th house. Now, what is the 8th house again? The 8th house is ruled by Pluto or Scorpio. The 8th house deals with metaphysics, witchcraft. The 8th house dwells with corporate endeavors, all the affairs involving life and death. So all those Virgos, more than ever, within this lunation or this solar eclipse, it is time for you, if you are into metaphysics or into the medical field like you should be, being the sign of health, then an opportunity is given to you to upgrade your knowledge so that your corporate endeavors will benefit from the metaphysical study you are going to cover. So it's all about metaphysics with you, Virgos. It's all about money. It's all about your paycheck being made by the study involving these 8 hours. It could also mean for some of you take on some study with finances or doing some insurance work, as the 8th house also rules the insurance company. So it could also give you a little bit more headaches or sinuses than usual, because this, the intensity of Aries in your head could also slow down the distribution of blood and oxygen through the ramification of the little veins in your brain. So don't stress yourself. Don't drink, okay? Take some deep breath and relax, okay? Life is not just about work and being critical. So take it easy. That's the deal. All right. Now, remember, this is the house of death, okay? Now, I'm not saying you're going to die. Or maybe you're going to die hypothetically speaking, okay? There is a new you, a new understanding, a new way of making your paycheck or understanding the world of metaphysics that is offered to you with this solar eclipse. Okay, we're going to go for Libras now. All of you beautiful Libras out there born in October, that solar eclipse is falling right in your seventh house. And the seventh house is ruled by Libra traditionally, and rules your marriage area, your partnerships area, the way you face the world. So what does it mean in your case? It means that if you're in a bad relationship, well, this lunation is going to make sure a big fight will kill it. And remember, it's very often it's a liberation, it's not a loss in any relationship, as the universe will always bring you the people, and very often by accident, you won't even know that you have asked for that person, especially if you're not educated in the subconscious. So with this lunation on the seventh house, just be ready. So if you were born in October, there will be some. Now you could say, well, I was born at the end of October. What am I, a Libra or a Scorpio? Well, you're both. You are everything. But if you're born in October, this lunar eclipse will affect your relationships. So it's an option to find a new you because of someone else. It's an option to bring yourself into a relationship that can lead you to uncovering so much about you, and an option to for you to face the world with a different attitude or a different partner. And within the months to come, that lunation has to unfold. So if you're in a good relationship, hey, both of you are going to have a great time. And if you're in a bad relationship, well, goodbye and move on. That's what I'm trying to say to you. All right. Scorpios, I was born in November. The lunation will be affecting your sixth house of work and health. As a rule, Scorpio are really difficult people to deal with at work because they are leaders and they don't have much patience. They're impatient and they're very competitive. So all of those Scorpio are there, be easy on your co-workers unless you work for yourself. Now, Scorpio is a very powerful sign. The stinger of the Scorpio simply represents the misuse of your witchcraft, residue in stinging yourself with your own thought. So remember, your future is nothing else than a reincarnation of your thought, and carrying such a residue of witchcraft demand you to be smart about handling your celestial gift. That lunation in your house of work wants you, of course, to do something to find, again, an option to service the world in a better way, in a more efficient way. And, of course, because this is the house of health, the universe is also allowing you to do some work, some studies, some research that can improve your health, okay? So the entire house of work and health receives this solar eclipse. Good luck to you. Just be easy on yourself to avoid problems or headaches, you too. Sagittarius, hey, you are the lucky one. As a rule, Sagittarius are much more luckier in foreign land and with foreigners than anything else. Well, the lunation is falling right in your fifth house. The fifth house rules love, romance, creativity, and children, and all of your speculations. Indeed, do not sit in your butt when you have the solar eclipse in your fifth house. You really, really don't want to ask, don't want to beg, pray, or don't want to wait for things. You want to demand, and you want to go out there, and you want to try the devil, and God will become friends with the devil to bring you the results. So all affairs that will be love, romance, children, creativity, receive that lunation, as I said earlier. It is definitely a time for you to push forward and to realize that you have a lot to offer to the world if you just could trust yourself a little bit more and uncover some of your inner strengths, characters. Now, it's much more about you than just your fifth house, of course. This is why you attract those born in April and those born in August. But remember, this lunation is working for you. Capricorn, those born in January, you've got that solar eclipse in your home area. So be ready to buy a house, sell a house, or relocate, and be ready also for all the affairs of only your home and your family to undergo some changes. Well, that means relocating maybe because of a position or a career. Understand that too. And again, when you get the 2006 moon power by following your own dragon predictions, you can understand a little bit more about this solar eclipse. Aquarius, hey, here, this is me. I was born in February. I have this solar eclipse taking place in my third house, and that's my mind. Oh, my gosh, I am going berserk. Radio, television, teaching, telephone, email. Oh, my gosh, my mind is about to explode. And remember, I was already born with the head of the dragon in Aries, which is cruising through this house. That makes me very competitive and very impatient. But hey, I was born to be a leader in the mind, and guess what? I am. I write books. When I talk, people listen, because people are far from being stupid. They know that I know something that they want to know. That's what it comes down. So be ready if you're born in February for a lot of mental gymnastics. An option to take on some serious study may lead you outside of this country by mutual reception, of course. The opposite house is also affected, okay? So the idea is to take it easy a little bit. Don't be too impatient like I was all over the world on the George Norrie show. I was finishing a radio show. For those of you who read my newsletters, you could see that I was already channeling real fast. I was going real, real fast. And then Jones called me, and I just went on a wild train. And I did not control myself. But, however, I did a good show like always. You know, people love me, so I'm lucky, I'm blessed. Thank you, all of you guys. But with this solar eclipse in my mind, I already felt the energy. So that's pretty much what's going on, where a new idea will be coming to you with great option to learn and to uncover your mental powers and your ability to teach and to pass on information will be offered to you. So lots more channeling for those born in February. Then March, Pisces, that's the last one now. Those born in March, make sure to swim upstream, okay? Remember, don't follow the negative current of 2,000 years of deception and religion, okay? That will lead you ultimately to death, because this is what all religion are doing. Since the creation of man's folly through its imagination and the manipulation of organized religion, mankind's free spirit's been stuck under the ground, okay? And as I'm speaking to you, yes, there are people that are dying for Allah, Buddha, and Jesus. And for anybody, and any intelligent human being, you should never endorse, support anything that at the end ultimately brings death. And that's what religion does. So the choice is yours. I have decided myself to swim upstream, because I'm the Aquarius Pisces. So for those born in March, the solar eclipse taking place right in your second house of money and self-esteem. That means if you decide to not to ask, not to beg, not to pray, not to help, but if you demand to make more money, if you demand to improve your self-esteem, this lunation, this solar eclipse in your second house of money and self-esteem will bring about the changes that you desire. But remember, ultimately, one more time I repeat myself, you will never change your life. You will never find love if you're lonely. You will never find a better career if you don't take a chance. And most of the time, drastic changes is what you got to do. Remember, I was in France. I was in England. I was poor. I was lonely. Nobody knew me. I was just dying. I was a nobody. And I made the change. I came all the way from Europe with 50 bucks in my pocket. You know my story. No friends, no green card, no car, no house, nothing, no pet. Nothing, not even a social security number. Look at me today. I made the American dream. I make money. I've got beautiful sport car. I got SUV. I've got beautiful pets. I've got beautiful home. I name it. I reached it because I meant it. And that is the power that you all are born with. It's coming from your subconscious. So now when you have transits, okay, in your charts, in your astrological chart, when you have lunations, when you have solar eclipse or lunar eclipse touching specific houses, the worst that you can do is to listen to me and do nothing. Because those transits are going to go by. And they are going to take care of you instead of you using the transit that you advantage and manipulating the celestial force with your free will. You are now becoming the robots. You're like everybody else. You're like 99.9 of the people walking this earth, ignorant, hoping for Allah, Buddha, or Jesus to fix your problem. Be smart, be logical, be practical, mean business, be strong, be bold, demand. And you're going to be amazed on how the subconscious will bring your wishes. All right. Well, we've been through the belt of the zodiac. Now, if anybody wants a little checkup, time is yours. So if I have anybody online, I'm ready for you. Hello. Is there anybody online or not?
I'm here.
Honey, I want you to speak a little bit high so I can hear you, okay? What's your name, honey?
My name is Ruth.
Ruth, and where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from Colorado.
Colorado. Okay, honey. Let me have your numbers, which means the month, the day, and the year.
I was born October the 3rd.
Now, you have to give me the numbers. Don't tell me October. Give me 10.
10-3 of 1957.
1957. Okay. Now, do you have any specific questions, or do you want me just to shine through you a little bit?
Well, the one thing that I'm most curious about is I've gone through a dramatic change since last...
You went through a dramatic summer. Change?
A drastic change in my intuitive abilities. And
you need to speak a little bit loud, honey, or maybe I should get some the engineer to give me some feeding here, because I don't hear you at all. Could you speak a little bit higher?
Yes.
Louder?
I'm most interested in the intuitive changes that have occurred since last June for me.
Okay. Well, honey, first of all, what's happening is that you have the tail of the dragon, as I'm speaking to you, into the sign of Libra on you. It's been there for about a year and a half. Now, when you have the tail of the dragon on you, you are going to be forced to understand the laws. Libra is the sign of the laws. Debra's rules also psychology, interior designing, feng shui, anything that is laws. You understand me?
Yes.
Now, you have one side of the scale that depicts the laws of man. That is all the books that you read. That is the red light in the street, the stop sign in the street, the laws of man. That's one side of the scale. Now, because the tail is on you, you are going to be forced to investigate the other side of the scale, which means the laws of light, and that is a refinement of your intuition, an understanding of your subconscious. It might be a study on the high sphere of astrology or astropsychology will also be a good shot for you. So all that is spiritual is something that the universe wants you to deal with. And with that solar eclipse on your seventh house, you are going to be forced to face the world with a different attitude, with a different abilities, and with probably new partners. Do you understand me?
Yes.
That's what you're going through. Now, you have to remember, you were born by birth with the dragon's head in Scorpio. And that means you're going to be forced in your life to lose everything one, two, or three times.
I've already done that.
I know, sweetheart, but it's it. Now, do you have any neck problem or thyroid problem?
I have back problems.
Yeah. Well, I can see all these through your chart, honey. But with your dragon's head in Scorpio in your second house of money, you have to invest in metaphysics, in the medical field. You have to invest in the spirit, because this is where your natal dragon wants you to operate, build your self-esteem, and make the money.
This is exactly what I'm doing now.
Right, absolutely. And remember, being a Libra rules astropsychology, so maybe you want to consider joining us in Hawaii. Why don't you email me, and I'll give you a little break.
Okay, I did email you a couple of days ago, but...
Sweetheart, I get millions of emails. I don't even read my email. Sometimes I do. But write on the subject matter, attention, Dr. Cherry, so they won't touch it.
Okay.
All right.
The other question that I have is that I, like you, believe that all religions are man-made laws, and this is the course that I've been following, and I
know. You have your Saturn in Sagittarius, and you are a professional student, honey.
And you
have studied every single thing, and you keep studying. Does that make sense or not?
It does, and I have actually rejected formal religion.
Right, but that's due to your past life. You have a lot of past life with the Indians. Well before Allah, Buddha, and Jesus ever walked this world, you know, when you were an Indian, you had much more clarity of spirit because you were dealing with nature, you were dealing with the stars, you were dealing with incantation, you were dealing with natural forces. But sad enough, you suffered the papal cetera bull. Have you heard of this?
I'm sorry, can you say that apart again?
You have suffered the cetera bull of the Pope, which means the Pope. In the old days, the Pope in Europe gathered all the powers, and he said, let's get the money, let's get those ships, and let's go to the New World. And the order was to kill every Indians because they could not be converted into Christianity. But what he wanted is the artifact and the gold. Do you understand that, yes?
Yes.
And when you were an Indian, you have been destroyed so many times. And then in the process, you were forced by your killers to rebirth yourself in a part of Europe, Spain, Portugal, kind of operate more as into religion, because subconsciously you didn't want to be killed again. This is very deep stuff. All of us have connection with the Indians in some of our past life. So... Saturn is what is in Sagittarius, and the connection between the man and the horse gives you the back problem.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, go ahead, honey.
Specifically, I was just recently informed that I have a fixed T-cross with Sagittarius, Taurus, and Leo.
Honey, I don't practice modern astrology.
With the base in Taurus.
Yeah, I don't practice astrology. I practice astropsychology,
okay.
And it's much more simple and much more accurate than all the astrology you can study or and investigate.
Okay.
At that point, unless you do a full life reading with me, you will never be able to really understand my methodology. So
okay.
I can only suggest you to investigate a little bit more of my work. Okay. And then we see from there, okay? I will help you. But be confident, because the new dragon in Pisces wants you to reevaluate your service to the world, wants you to reevaluate your subconscious drive, and you are going to be going, and you're already going through some very serious psychological changes. So you need some serious help. Stay clear from chemicals. Stay clear from doctor prescriptions. Don't turn CNN, and don't let anyone upset you.
Okay.
And get my DVDs, Healing with Love, so that you understand your subconscious a little bit more.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you very much, and I appreciate you sharing your gift with us.
Thank you very much for being a listener, darling. Good night.
Thank you.
Well, anyone else online? It's your turn. Who is there?
We're fairly quiet right now.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting. Well, that tells me that I should be talking a little bit more about the importance of the dragon.
Okay, I might have spoke too soon. We'll put another one on the air right away.
Okay, well, let's do it. Okay. Now, the dragon. There is more power in your dragon.
Hello.
Is somebody here?
Yes.
Ah, what's your name?
Thomas.
And where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from Texas.
Where?
Texas.
Oh, Texas. Okay, my friend. Thank you for calling. Let me have your number. What number month were you born?
February.
Okay, so that's two. The date?
19th.
What date were you born?
19th.
February 19th in what year?
1964.
1964. All right, let me see. Do you have any questions for me, my friend?
Well, no, just to see what you can tell me.
Okay. Well, first of all, you were born with the tail of the dragon in your subconscious. And it's into the sign of Capricorn. So you're like a builder. And you're like a scientist. You're kind of logical and you're rational. And that is your tail of the dragon in Capricorn. However, you have a tremendous Aquarius, which is the inventor, the electronician in you. And then you have a split between the curiosity and the ingenuity of the Aquarius and the down-to-earth scientific approach of the Capricorn. Do I make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't want to eat when you're upset, because I see some problem on the stomach, and you don't want to put stress on your knees.
Yeah.
You understand that? All right, in your past life, you were not a guy. You were a female. But that's why you're emotional, sensitive, why you like to cook, and why you're domestic. You follow me?
Yeah.
All right. Now, it doesn't take anything away from your masculinity, don't get me wrong. Now, try to stay clear from politics, okay?
Yeah.
You're not lucky with politics or the government.
Nope.
Now, you're much more lucky with the real estate and feeding people. What do you do? What type of work do you do?
Well, I used to work, what you say about people, that's completely true. Yeah, that's something that
I know.
Yeah.
But what type of work do you do?
Well, right now I'm looking for a job.
Okay. All right. Now, you have your head of the dragon in Cancer. You are very lucky in spas, hotels, restaurants, public place. But you are also under the jurisdiction of the moon. You are lucky after the new moon. The new moon started yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, for the next 2 weeks, you want to put up your application, my friend. You want to move now. I know sometimes you get depressed, okay?
Yeah.
And you don't want to do that. You just don't want to do that. You have no time for that. You want to make a full-time job for the next 2 weeks to put application. And I'm telling you again, hotels, restaurants, spas, public places. You are very lucky in those areas. And you are so smart with education, you could do very well in the real estate. Have you thought of that?
Yes, actually, yes.
Okay. That is an area that will bring you the wealth and the security, and your stars are set to get that security and that wealth towards midlife or the latter part of your life. Nothing has been given to you.
What about school, like teaching?
About what?
School, teaching.
Teaching. Well, like all Aquarius, my friend, I'm an Aquarius too. You could do very well on that area, But you seem to be much, you should concentrate if you want to go in that area into computers or electronics.
Yeah.
Because you have gift in there.
Yeah. I've taught a lot of people how to use the computers.
I know. I can see it, my friend. So it's either the real estate, or even if you get into the real estate, you still would have to use our computer. But you're more of an inventor. You're more of an electronician and high-tech computers and a website. You have some serious gifts.
Yeah.
And if you were to educate yourself, you would do well. And if you remember what I told you, if you listened to the show earlier, I told you that all of those born in February, like me, have the solar eclipse in the third house, which is the house of communication and higher learning.
Yeah.
And that means you gotta find a new way to bring education to yourself and take on some study that will pay off in the long run.
Yeah.
So do that and have faith and watch the moon, okay?
I will.
All right, my friend. Good luck to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Nice gentleman. It's amazing, you know, one single little information can lead to people in the right direction. And that signifies the full difference between having a very successful life or being miserable. You know, there's people who do not have any cosmic consciousness. They have no idea of their dragons. And all their life, what they do is to put money, effort, education on the energy of the tail of the dragon. And guess what? Not only they waste their time, but if they manage with their will to beat the dragon's tail, they are miserable. They end up in a job they are not happy, and very often the job that is controlled by the tail could give them disease, or they could kill themselves in the environment. Why not? Why not riding the head of the dragon? Why not taking a chance on education? You know, that's always been the true fact of life is that knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. If you build up enough cosmic consciousness and you understand your UCI, unique celestial identity, and you start to ride that head of the dragon, there's absolutely no doubt that sooner or later, this dragon's going to take you to the best of the best of the best. You know, I was born myself as the head of the dragon in Aries in the mind, and I led myself into the head, and I am at the best. All right, who's there?
Amber.
Hello?
Amber?
Hello, I heard a squeezy noise. Is somebody here?
Hi, it's Amber.
Amber.
Hi.
Do I know you?
Yes.
I heard that name some places. Amber, sweetheart. Do you enjoy the show?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. All right, cool. Hey, you know what? Let me have your date of birth, honey.
2/13/1982.
Got you. All right, now, remember, being an Aquarius, did you listen to the beginning of the show? Did you hear me when I talked about the solar eclipse affecting the third house for Aquariuses?
Yes.
Now, you are going to be forced by the dragon to completely and entirely restructure your consciousness, the way you learn. You're going to learn new things. You're going to be probably forced to travel. And, of course, you will have to deal with foreigners through the mutual reception of your third and ninth house of higher learning. So you are going to take some study that will literally change your entire consciousness and will lead you in a direction that you always wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
Are you spiritual?
Yes.
Well, by the way, where are you calling me from?
From Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, so you're the Amber that I know.
Yes.
Am I lucky or what? I'm looking at your dragon's head also. It is in the sign of Cancer, so you're completely under the jurisdiction of the moon. And the new moon started yesterday, which means as of yesterday, the new wave of growth, protection, within the next 2 weeks, will bring about some very interesting wishes your way. Now, remember, you also were born with the tail of the dragon in Capricorn, and it's right in your subconscious. So you have to be very, very careful on the forces of your subconscious. Your subconscious does not know the difference between your fears or your wishes. It's pretty much, again, like God, you know, creating an earthquake and killing innocent babies out there. You were born with an incredible power with that tail of the dragon in your subconscious, and it's important to acknowledge the strengths of your subconscious and its interaction with the universal mind and the superconscious. So we got to work. We got some work to do, yeah?
Yes.
Also, Capricorn dragon's tail represents your past life, where you were a doctor. That's why you're so fussy and so much into health in England. And you were a midwife doctor, put it this way. And the Capricorn is the head of the goat, or in Christian theology, the head of the witch, the head of the devil. Now, there's nothing evil about you. It simply means that you have a lot of past life involving witchcraft. And you have the black witch and you have the white witch. The black witch uses the force of the universe and nature to manipulate and to kill, while the white witch is using all the forces of nature and the stars to heal. And that's what you were doing in England. And you also did suffer quite a lot. You were drowned. You had your knees broken by the English Inquisition. You went through a lot of stress. And in this lifetime, there is such an opportunity for you to rekindle this witchcraft residue and use it to service the world. You have the power of fortune also right on your head of the dragon in Cancer. So you will have to feed the world. I was born in February like you, and I'm also feeding the world, but I'm feeding the world intellectually, and you could do that very well too. You happen to be born with a stellium in the sign of Libra. That makes you a natural psychologist, a natural astropsychologist, I might add, with ability in interior designing and all that dwell with the forces of Libra, which means, of course, the laws of the divine. Your chart is phenomenal. You also have your Venus in Capricorn. And that means you would attract people that have names and power, either much younger or much older than you. But your Venus is in your subconscious, and that means, of course, not having enough cosmic consciousness to pay the price with people that could use your good nature or abuse your good heart. Your Mercury is in Aquarius, and that is dignified. I was also born with Mercury in Aquarius. It's a dignified position, which means your Mercury is very, very curious, very intuitive, very advanced, naturally fitted for high tech, for the uncovering of universal secrets, universal minds, learning, teaching, astrology, computers, television. You're set to do an incredible job as an Aquarius. Mm-hmm. And this Mercury is conjuncting your sun sign, and that gives you a solar mind, or an option to find the light, promote the light, and shine with the light. And that will lead you probably to write or to teach when time is right.
Just to let everyone know, he talked to me yesterday, and two nights ago, and he basically just said, like, everything that I'm doing. Like, I'm in medical school right now. I'm in osteopathic medical school. And he basically
I didn't know that.
Well, kind of. But, I mean, he keeps saying stuff about medicine and, like,
well, yeah, that's your 10th house of career. If you count to 10 from February, you're going to end up in November. And my career is also, like yours, into the sign of Scorpio, November. And all Aquarius are metaphysicians. They all are doctors and witches and very special people in terms of their career. They're supposed to get something or somebody dead and put it back alive. This is what Scorpio does. Scorpio represents the decay principle, the reincarnation principle. Scorpio will take a worm in the water and transform it into a butterfly. And that is your gift in your career, to get something dead and put it back alive. It's what I do. I do it on an intellectual level. I do it on a physical level. All day I had people here in my healing room where I was working with crystals and healing them from all sorts of diseases, or mental problems, depression, panic attack, name it. And that's what I do. I rebirth people in so many levels. And being born in February, you simply have the same gift. And you're doing it on your logical, scientific, normal way with the tools, the opportunity, the options, the education that you have. I do it with my own gift. Well, honey, I want to thank you for calling me. Let's get in touch sometimes, and I want to thank all the audience here, and wish I'll see you next Wednesday. Thank you for listening still. Good night, America.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Amber.
Bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.